He's got strange ideas, always has. It's part of what makes him such a captivating artist. The way he can wave these bizarre, almost unsettling thoughts into his work. He needs them, these strange ideas. Like a painter needs paint or a musician needs notes. They fuel his creativity, his imagination. One of his most persistent obsession thought is the existence of God. He would wake me up in the middle of the night, his eyes wide and frantic, demanding a proof, an answer to the question that has haunted him for years. He has made God into a reason to live, a driving force behind his every waking moment. He spends his day scouring the world for signs, objective reasons, proofs, searching for a way to disprove the very existence of a being he couldn't seem to escape. I myself left the church years ago. The doubts had crept in slowly, like the tide. Until one day I simply woke up and the belief was gone. It wasn't a conscious decision, more like a natural progression. Ever since, I haven't felt the slightest need to explain or dispute X existence or his absence. I just stopped believing. Not so, my lover. Even when he pretended to be sleeping, I could feel his eyes moving fast, following religious interrogations, dissecting every scripture, every philosophical argument. He was consumed by it, obsessed with finding an answer. And then, suddenly, the other day, the answer. So, we are sitting outside a cafe, not far from I Giardini of the Venice Biennale. We are sitting there, smoking, sitting aperitivo. My friend is beaming. I have found the final proof that God does not exist. What? I'm eager, curious. What is it? Come on. This, he says, and stretches his arm with a wide gesture to include the street, the piazza, I Giardini, the people, the children playing soccer on the street. This, he says, Venice is the proof that God does not exist.